Hello, this is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you're having a wonderful moment in your world. Today's focus I would like to give after the conscious breathing exercise is being current is we are part of the universe in one as one. And for the second segment, using our 3 minutes as usual, I would like to deliver the intuitive insights for requested blind reading. Today's pick is from Love Life. Love Life. You can also request your blind reading without telling your personal story. Send in a request over a personal message on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, June Universe, June Universe. Look forward to intuiting your needs. So first off, I would like to start with a weekly check-in, conscious breathing exercise. This is the quickest meditation to realign to sense of self here now at the zero point. So today I like to be more practical and use our together moments, choosing the feeling you would like to experience using our together moments. To do so, it's useful to notice, scan your emotion, connect to yourself to check your mood, emotional state, and choose the one word that resonates to your feeling right now. I'm feeling very calm right now. How about you? Write that down onto a piece of paper, would be wonderful. If you're driving, just notice, well, let's see, I'm feeling right now so and so, like I'm excited or I'm nervous or I am overwhelmed. You know, these are the feelings, and I am accomplished and I am feeling blissful. These are also good. So just notice that where you are. And then the second one is that what feeling you would like to resonate with. If you're feeling resonating to joy or open or kind or abundant or inspired, these are all good. And if you are having a challenging moment and then hopeful, that would be good. And loving, that's powerful. So just to connect and choose your creation. I would like to choose today is inspired. All right, then consciously do oxygenation to a physical body through intaking all the air around you from the nose. These are the all energy, non-visible, but everything is made of energy. So we intake in all the new fresh energy resonating to your chosen feeling. So it's important that you really choosing that feeling. If you haven't done it yet, please do now so that you can more intentionally create that shift using our together moments with this simple guided experience. So in taking all the energy, resonating fresh ones to your body, aligning to the feeding word you chose, the feeding state, and circulate it into your lungs and heart, and blood, an entire body, stomach, and then let it out slowly from the mouth with no longer serving energy, whatever, people, way of being, sense of self, the event that served that purpose, but no longer serving your feeding you chose for this here and now. Eyes open, wide awake, and consciously use our together moments in oneness to support this shifting. All right, so let us take a long deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go 2, 3, hold it. One more time, counting 3 from the nose, go 2, 3, hold it, keep it, circulate it. The last one, with the silence, let us use a voice, the vocal, to let that all out, no longer serving energy from the mouth, with the sound of ah. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for joining Conscious Breathing Exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. So today's focus I'd like to give is that we are part of that universe in one as one. So let's see how it comes as a channeling message from this here now moment. I feel pretty good energy of oneness. Thank you for that contribution, co-creating this field. So that we are part of the universe, I mean the universe around us and within us, under our skins, inside of our bodies, is also part of the universe. What is universe? It is the space, and the space in between the molecules, and we are made of atoms, all the cells, our bodies, and physical, non-physical, visible, invisible. There is the existence in the universe, in between space, in the air, around us, within us. And all the space connect to the next on the one sky and around the globe in the cosmic as one, so that we are part of universe and the part of one as one. So we are all connected. That separating is the illusion in that physical individual presence connecting to Mother Earth in our body. So the idea is to being part of one, even this physical body is part of one, and the property, the space under skin belong to each person as in a human being growing, experiencing earthy reality, in taking oxygen to sustaining the physical function. And we need nurturance for the physical body and the mind body and the emotional body and spiritual body. We need food, we need love, we need signals to noticing that sensor using human sensors, five sensors that we have on us, body, eyes, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and all these five sensors extension the memories and beyond the time, linear time, past, present, and future, all happening here now simultaneously, being open to that view of one universe happening here now. And we are at this present moment connecting in this physical body. And your mind is also not in the past, in the future, but here now with this physical presence. That is the alignment to experience each moment on earth in this physical body. Remembering that we're all connected as one, being part of the universe in one as one, and always we can connect and never be alone. Enjoy that ride in your physical body. Feel it, touch it, smell it, taste it, hear it, see it. Whole human senses. That's the only you can enjoy, giving your attention to what resonate to love, joy, happy, sharing, respect. Everything else comes to choose for love, unless otherwise, heart to lung. The star shines in the darkest dark night. Remember to use every energy for your joy, love, happy, as one unique being in infinite love in this universe. Thank you. This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Whoo, that's an interesting message. So I like to provide the intuitive reading at the second segment using 3 minutes. It's Love Life today. I see you there. Click the link from the description on your podcast listening deck. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. See you there. Welcome back. So the second segment, I would like to give an intuitive blind reading. Today's pick is from the Love Life Love life. You can also request your own unique life's curious matter without telling any personal story by sending a private message over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at June Universe. June, June Universe, one word. And assign the symbol, any kind of symbol that represent your life's curious matter, not someone else's. And let me know that what type of curiosity is that, a love life or life path or spirituality about your work or relationship with your family, so that help me deliver the insight after reading energy, and to provide as a practical information for you to create for the better next. If it's resonating, take it. That's yours for free. If non-resonating, I totally respect your choice, and you are the most knowledgeable person about your life. So please do not take it. If you feel non-resonating, and then that would actually help you to getting closer to what resonating to what you are looking for. So either way, it would be fine. And here is to get clear a little bit for choosing better in what resonating to the heart of the matter. So the idea is to help become more aware of our conscious creation. And I'm providing this 3 minutes for free service as in a community service, and this helped me to facilitate the energy of oneness. So please take advantage of this free insight. Sometimes that 3 minutes gives you enough information to get the snapshot from the energy viewpoint so that you can find new view to take a look at what's happening. Because we all have a blind spot and hidden agenda, and sometimes the out of the blue information resonating or non-resonate help us get the fresh view to look at what we've been looking at. So that's the idea, and I've been providing this reading over 15 years as in a personal session mostly with the clients, but here is the community, and your request help us connect as one and supporting community. So it's a win-win situation, and I truly appreciate your openness and co-creation of this community. So here is the 3 minutes from Love Life. Today's pick is whale. Whale. Here is the 3 minutes whale. Okay, this loving relationship, I am getting the sense that it's a blessed situation. Your creativity and two of you thinking is a magical resonance, in the sense of cosmic resonance. In a good partnership and communication is magically stimulating each of your sense of spirituality. I'm seeing that it's a very intellectual chemistry is so attractive for one another, and then also the art related expression is a way to go for this, maximizing you both of your unique sense to shine as a couple and also as an individual, as a cosmic family in a sense. I am sensing the feeling that there is some hidden agenda or like see shield of the view intentionally, that it's too bright to take a look with the naked eyes. And so hiding, it's not in a bad way, but it's not necessary to get that filter or shield out. And when we see with the clean naked lens to take a look one another, it can reveal the more different side of one another that is not seen up to now, in the sense of peeling the skin off in the heart and the sense of nature. I'm having a sense that it's good to be open to that space and then see how you can fit in as remain in the individuality and then as an partner or couple. And that would be a good opportunity to define in the relatedness, the what type of relationship that you would like to define for both of your growth as a married couple or partner in any kind and which field that the serving each other's needs is the best, and nothing's gonna lose even if you choose something you ideally wishing to choose, but open, authentic, and enjoy the crystal connection that you both have as in a spirit. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is Well from Love Life. Thanks for your request. Let's get going with that. The next one is Lily. Lily. I am having a sense that this is the colorful type of expression of a sense of self to showing who you are at this point. You are a groundingness, you are feminine and expressing and in a practical side. And this is the stage to showing that non-visible part of you to bring that connectedness to the next level. I'm having a sense that some sort of angelic realm is helping you dance the dance as in a feminine way to finding the authentic way showing your femininity. Before, I'm sensing that was something you learned as feminine expression should be this and this and this way, and then unhappy with that and digestive to expressing as your own authentic femininity. But this time seems like guided nicely by your angelic realm. So being open and no need to create much, but allow and to give your focus on honing, brushing, defining your caring, nurturing into a physical expression that to you feel comfortable as a feminine being. I'm getting the sense that number four, gateway open, that the four corners to making sure that what you would like to create has a full span so that make you feel happy to express yourself. I'm getting the sense that the end of this year brings some new stages to connect with this partner that feels like the partner candidate is sort of like a dry out the feeding and not so much dedicated to own a creation. It's more of observing, and there is an wartime stimulating that rejuvenating energy is needed on the partner side, so that if you would like to sparkle this connection, and then maybe the after the holiday season would be a good time to make a different approach based on your aligned, comfortable feminine expression to the partner candidate. I'm getting the sense that February would be a good timing to shift and see and choose what you would like to choose for the next step or with this partner. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is Lily. category of love life. The next one here, the last one, tiger. Tiger, here is the tiger. Okay, I'm having a sense that there is a brilliant heart of the matter and so refined and confident, like a gold created class and abundance on and the quality that I'm seeing in your heart, and it's ready to light up and open your whole sense of being as readiness to engage into this particular relationship as a tiger. So I'm sensing that the partner feels like reflecting what you are preparing for this readiness. And two of you have a very authentic, natural matching that to reflect one another to amplify the creativity and shining. I mean, just a sense of self is bring that into a next level of like a sense of refinement that both of you can co-create for one another as in a couple, and that is such an ideal, admirable combination, and loving makes my heart shine and very hopeful in abundantly rich. Kind of rich in the heart, rich in the creativity, rich in the presence, rich in creation, rich in life, kind of energy I'm sensing. It would be nice to invite into the idea of earthy reality, connecting to that presence and capability for creation in two of you that capable for doing it. And something about ego is massaging with the heart of the matter in a lighter way to connect into the heart. So I would recommend you to give some goal to co-create something to do together or go somewhere where, and physical connection and creation would be really ideal to deepening this love and partnership more deeper, closer, and to know that love in a new way. Good luck. This is the tiger. I'm sending lots of love energy to your creation. Thanks for your request. Tiger, category of love life. You can also request your curious matter sending me a personal message over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at June Universe. Look forward to intuiting your needs. So, listener, you, thank you for co-creating. I kind of forgot to suggest you to support the energy of oneness, but hope you are embodying the feeling that you chose at the first exercise of this day for being part of this co-created energy. Today's energy, it's so loving and grounding actually to me. So hope you enjoy taking and being part of this oneness, and thank you for joining co-creating this energy. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.